At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You could get tickets $335 a ticket. $335, you get a crazy-ass seat. Unlimited drinks. Tiki's thinking about going there.
I don't know if I'm going to drink that much.
Not yet.
It's just because I have my car with me.
That's true. But yeah, that's the only seat I've ever come across. Not that I've been to every sports venue, obviously, where they actually include the drinks. Usually, it's just unlimited food, and then you buy the drinks. Scott's in Manhattan. Hey, Scott.
Tiki, Mirash, Rudy, hello.
What's up?
Hello.
First, I have two quick points on the Lindor song. You talking, Evan, you particular, we're talking about Ain't No Mountain High as it's not a sing-along. That song is like the premier sing-along. First of all, it's even, I would say, a bigger song than My Girl. It was in Remember the Titans, but that song I just looked it up. 1.7 billion streams. My Girl, 1.1 billion streams.
But do you think it's not even about popularity, because I ain't arguing that. I'm saying when they bring down the music at Citi Field, the way they do with My Girl, are we going to get 40,000 people singing? Ain't
100.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, 100%. And So I kind of getting worried that My Girl was, to be honest, it was getting kind of into Sweet Caroline territory for me.
Oh, you can't say that. You can't. It's only been happening for a year. It's not like it's been going on for that long. Plus, it's a cool song. I disagree
with that.
You mean
in a negative way?
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
it's just played out?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
There's only so many times you can hear, bop, 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 and it's My Girl that might got there.
No, because Sweet Caroline has been around for a million years. This My Girl thing, not that the song hasn't been around for a while, but the phenomenon was less than a year old, or maybe a year old, in terms of when it really picked up. And you had the crowd singing, and then you throw in the playoffs last year. Because remember, there were a lot of small crowds early last year. So even
was he doing this? Was it last year?
Yes, dude. The playoffs were electric. The playoffs were a vibe.
Why don't I remember that in the playoffs?
Because you were concerned with things that matter, not right. People singing.
I just wasn't paying attention to it.
Which
is just new to me this year.
But that's the point, that you can't say it's gotten old. Then.
Yeah.
If it's still new to you, then it's
It's still, that's me. I don't go to Met games as much as you do.
No, but I think a year is not old. I don't think it's gotten old. Now, maybe Francisco's thinking ahead and saying, I don't want this to become cliched, so let me get rid of it before it does become old. Scott's in the car. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
I don't know if you remember me. I called last week. Remember my wife let me go to the game?
Yes.
The Boston game.
Yes.
All right. So I was the kid in the Jalen Brunson jersey in the video outside the stadium getting, I'm sure you guys saw the videos of the brawls.
No. What happened? What, in Boston, you were wearing a Jalen Brunson jersey? What happened?
Well, this was outside the game. There was a little scuffle. It was in the post. It was on the team. It was all over the place.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. So where was the scuffle? Was this the game in Boston or the game over the weekend?
No. It was the game on Wednesday. Remember, okay. I said my wife let me go.
I remember that part. That your wife let you go. Okay, yeah, going to Boston.
We talked to you before. Before all this happened, because you were almost there.
Before the game. So this was after the game. As soon as we left the stadium, you know, people were chirping at me, and I was wearing a Brunson jersey. Got into a scuffle, and all of a sudden, my phone's blowing up. There's videos everywhere. But the worst part is that I got a broken patella. And it wasn't from the people that I was in the scuffle with. So if you could use your imagination, you could tell who injured me.
No, I'm trying to use my imagination. Was it your wife? I mean, I don't know anymore.
The law enforcement.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Jeez.
So now I got to get surgery. And
I have a lawsuit on your hands if that happens. Well, hold on. Walk me through this real quick, Scott. Not even about the law enforcement part. You're outside of the arena. You're wearing your Brunson jersey.
Yeah, Sean just found the video, so we'll see it.
Yeah, now my friend has the Starks jersey on.
Okay, what did you do? Like, were you screaming? Were you chanting? Like, take me through how this all went down.
I was basically just leaving the place, and people were chirping at me. One thing led to another. They flipped the hat off my head, and it got on from there. But what you don't see and what you don't hear is that, again, I got multiple broken bones in my kneecap. Wow, and now I need to get surgery, but you don't read about that in the paper or anything like that. They just, you know.
Wow.
No, you're bringing That's it up terrible. Now. So what the hell happened? So someone roughed you up? Police officer roughed you up,
as I try to say it?
Basically, yeah. Watch the video. Watch how they threw me. There was four kids on me, and they grabbed me out of all people.
All right, we're going to analyze the video. Sorry you had to deal with that, man.
Yeah, analyze it. No, it's all right, man.
All right. No, I just got it. That's terrible, man. I feel sorry for you, man. I feel bad for you.
No, it's all right. Yeah, I feel bad too. So I went to Philly last year and Cleveland the year before that for, playoff games. I like to go away for the games, but I don't think my wife's going to let me go anywhere anymore.
No, I get you.
I mean, with a cracked up knee, you're probably not going anywhere anytime soon anyways, but get well,
no,
man.
No, no.
Feel better, dude.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. All right. Take care, guys.
Thank you, man. Jeez. I remember when he called up too. His wife was letting him go up to Boston. He goes up there. And he gets involved in a scuffle with Celtic fans, and a police officer roughs him up. You analyzing the video right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I mean, it's
did he say anything?
Three officers. No, I mean, he's fighting. He's scuffling with one of the other, I don't know, Boston fans. And then
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The three police officers, there's four of them, but three of them go grab him.
Of course, they go after the New Yorker.
Yeah, meanwhile, and the kid in the white shirt who's the Boston fan just takes off and goes down the street.
Jeez, that's unbelievable. Well, let's treat those Bostonian fans with respect tonight, all right? We may be enemies in sports, but we're not enemies in life. So if there's someone wearing a Jason Tatum jersey, just tell him he sucks. That's all.
Chant Boston Chuckers. That'll teach him.
I would imagine that there will be, and maybe there will be, but I doubt there'll be any Boston fans tonight.
Well, that's what I predicted.
Monday night.
I predicted that for Saturday, and it's funny. at like with, I guess it was about 10 minutes to go in the game. I had to make a quick run to CVS. So I actually listened to them on the radio, which I very rarely do because I like to DVR it. But the game was out of reach. It was the fourth quarter. Let me check it out. And I apologize. I forget the name of the play-by-play voice, but I know Monica McNutt. And the play-by-play voice says, wow, you can hear the, no, I'm sorry. Monica says, wow, you can hear a Let's Go Celtics chant. And I'm like, really? And as she says that, the play-by-play guy's like, nope. That's not what they're chanting. They were chanting something about the refs. And Monica's like, yeah, you know what? I think you're right. And I'm like, damn, so really there weren't any Celtic fans there because that would have been the moment for Celtic fans to get loud.
Knicks fans were quiet and probably left.
Right. And so if there were Celtic fans, you would have heard it. And honestly, I didn't hear any of it on Saturday. So I think I was right that they didn't invade. Now, is there a better chance with the series at 2-1? It is a Monday, like Tommy pointed out. It's a little bit more difficult to travel. But I'm telling you, fans react sometimes on where they are in the series. So the fact it's 2-1 and now the Boston fan feels momentum's on their side, I mean, they're cocky.
Yeah, I mean, they should be. They had 20-point leads in both games. Actually, now all three games, and two of them they lost, and this one they won. So it feels like the momentum is back on their side.
Did you hear our boy Dave Portnoy? We need to be fair, because we played Dave Portnoy after the Celtics lost game two. And we mocked him for how scared he sounded. To be fair to him, would you like to hear Dave Portnoy after the Game 3 victory?
Sure.
I'm sorry, Tommy. We got to be fair to him. We got to mock him after losses. We got to hear what he has to say after wins. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Portnoy after the Celtics destroyed the Knicks.
Oh, f***ing Knicks fans. Bing bong, Jerry O'Connell. Hey, f***ing Tracy Morgan, shh, Ben Stiller, shh, Sting, shh, Bad Bunny, shh, all you Knicks fans who paid $1 million for those tickets. It's 2-1 Knicks, but the series is over. You didn't think like you guys played good in game one and two, did you? Like we're missing empty gym threes. You guys stink. You stink. You f***ing stink, and you sit there and you do your party and bing bong and this and that. But to a man, you know you don't belong in the same building with us. We're the Celtics. 18 world championships and making documentaries about us. Even the people, your players they put in the crowd, Larry Johnson and Patrick, you and their cute players, zero rings amongst them. You guys are just like a second rate franchise, Spike Lee. Shh. Everyone, Timothy Shambalambe. Shh. All of you guys jumping around. And you knew it. I give you credit. Celebrate when you can. We missed a million threes at the two worst shooting games of the season. But that wouldn't last. We're the world champs. We're 18 world championships with Red Auerbach. We have banners coming out of our holes. You knew that wouldn't last. I'm not saying we win the championship this year. There's a lot of good teams. OKC, Denver. I'd even say like Indiana and Cleveland. Very good. But you guys, the Knicks, you stink. You're not good. You didn't beat us in game one, two. We couldn't hit open threes. That wouldn't last. That's our offense. That was our offense. This is what we do. We shoot threes. So, yeah, you're up 2-0. But now doesn't it feel like you're down 3-0? Like you have no soul, no pulse, no life. Go around and bing bong and this and that. But you knew it and I knew it. You never had a chance. Bing bong, everybody. The Knicks.
There is a part
of the so bing bong is wasn't that 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's outdated, but that's
it's so outdated.
There's a part of me that wants to see the Knicks win the series just to see how he reacts. Like, I have to admit, as a Knick hater, there is a part of me that's like playing that Portnoy reaction to losing game six in at the Garden and Knick fans advancing. I don't know. I'd be kind of curious. But that was very funny. That actually cracked me up. So we want to be fair because we did play him after the Celtics were down 0-2. And he seemed beaten, even though he said he wasn't beaten. And here he is with that full Boston cockiness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.